This is KTOO Public Media's Juneau Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host. And now it's time for our monthly check-in with the Juneau Police Department. Chief Mercer, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today.
It is nice to have you in. Thanks for coming out of the sunny weather outside.
Oh, it's beautiful out there.
Isn't that? That's very nice. Very nice. So what's going on with the police department right now?
Well, recruitment. That's seems like it's one of those top priorities that since I've been the chief, been focusing on. As you recall, we were down significantly with our patrol officers at 13 officers. I'm happy to say that we're currently at 6 vacancies with police officers right now. We just hired 2 more police officers and swore them in last week. They're over at the Public Safety Academy, Dwayne White and Jonah Henning Booth, who are both over there. And, you know, over the period of time, we've hired 6 to 7 individuals who either had some association or lived here in Juneau. And that's one of the things that we're targeting. We're looking for people who are living in our community, wants to be police officers, and are people who live in our state, as far as just knowing how it feels to live in our state. So we're making some progress with that. We're also trying to hire new community service officers. We have 2 positions open there. We're currently going through a hiring process with that. We have some vacancies in our dispatch center. We hired a dispatcher last month who is going through training. So we're making slow gains there. And we are also hiring in our records division and our IT position. So those positions are currently right in the middle of the process of a hiring process. So hopefully we'll have those positions filled here latter part of spring.
I think IT, records, and dispatch speak for themselves. I bet a lot of us have seen the community service officer vehicles and the officers out in the public. How would you describe the difference between, let's say, a regular officer and a community service officer?
Well, the difference is obviously we distinguish them between wearing a blue uniform and a gun opposed to a white uniform and no gun. They're more of code enforcement. Their primary core areas are parking, junk vehicles, or abandoned vehicles, bears and garbage and those type of things that they go around in our community and deal with issues involving that. So they also help us out widely when it comes to major accidents where they have to help with traffic control or any other type of duty that may come along where they're outside perimeter, have been very helpful group of officers that work over in the community service unit that, you know, on nuisances and stuff like that where you don't have to necessarily have a police officer respond to.
What's it like working with you and your team?
Well, I mean, as far as me being the chief and working with my command structure, I'm really proud to say that, you know, I have some talented individuals working for me. When I got promoted, I had to promote both a deputy chief to fill my position and a lieutenant who was there for 20 years retired had to fill that position, and Lieutenant Craig Campbell filled those positions. And one of the things that I have brought back within the police department is sending our leadership team off to specialty training down south. We send our sergeants and our lieutenants off to a command school called International Law Enforcement Institute for Law Enforcement Administration down in Plano, Texas, that provides both a sergeant course and also a upper management lieutenant course that seems to be valuable. I'm a product of it. Deputy Campbell went to that as well, and a lot of our previous leaders within the organization went to it. So I think it's essential for us to continue in their education and help them broaden their skill set and, you know, and developing them for possible moves to move up in the organization. Succession planning is really essential. I value internal promotion as far as trying to get our staff to move up into different positions when they come open. And I think this is going to be a good process for them to do it. We just recently sent off Lieutenant Scott Erickson down to ILEA, and he'll be down there for approximately 2 months going through management commander school. And then we'll be sending Lieutenant Craig Campbell off the latter part of this month, who will be going off to Quantico, Virginia for the FBI National Academy. So they'll be out doing that for a little period of time. But constant development, professional development for these for my staff, especially in the leadership team, is essential for us to provide more efficient services out in the public and be an efficient and productive police department.
If somebody wants to get on this team who's listening right now, what should they be doing or thinking about doing here in the near future?
Well, most of the time when you make it up to the level of a sergeant and lieutenant, you start off as a police officer. And if you're really serious of getting involved in becoming a police officer, public servant out there, going to school, going off and getting your degree is helpful. You don't necessarily need that in law enforcement, but it is helpful. It gives you a broadened sense of what you might be dealing with out there. They could come into the police department, talk to our staff, let them know exactly what being a police officer, public servant entails, and preparing them for testing and what they need to do to maybe build their successes to be doing that. So there's several things they could do as far as they also have a ride-along program. They really want to see for themselves what it's like. But the first step is actually starting as a police officer. And then, if you have desire to move up within the rank and file, we will provide schools and training for you to be successful for those positions when that time comes.
Years ago, I was doing a story, and I did a ride-along myself. I found it very interesting in telling what the life of a police officer might be like. If somebody wants to just take that first step, what's the best way to do it?
They could either come into the police department and ask for a ride-along form. They could go out and ride with an officer for 4 hours, depending on the day and time when they sign up. Or they could go online to JuneauPolice.com and upload the form and then bring it into our records division, and then it will be passed up, and they'll get a call to come out and do it. So that's always a good step. One of the other things that we talked about before is that we had pre-testing classes that we put on for police officers, and I'm pretty sure we're going to plan on doing that again, where they come in, just giving them a broad sense of what to expect to be a police officer first, but also what to expect through a testing process, even the physical agility side of things, how to prepare for those type of things. We're trying to do a lot of different things to prepare people so that they're successful the first time they go through the process.
Do you need to be 18 or over to do, say, a ride-along or – yeah?
You do have to be 18 years of age to go out there. We don't allow anybody under 18 because there's some circumstances where if we're on a very high-priority type call, we might have to say, for your safety, we need to drop you off here and we'll arrange for somebody else to come pick you up. But you won't be going to that, and we don't want to be dealing with juveniles when we do that.
All right. Sounds like more information at JuneauPoliceDepartment.com or recruitment.
Oh, yeah. It's a slow process. It takes usually 6 to 7 months to get somebody in. And then especially for police officers and dispatchers, there's a 7-month training component that's thrown in there for, and police officers a little bit longer.
Okay. What else is going on?
Well, last month we had our annual JPD banquet, and this banquet has been tradition for the Juneau Police Department. It's our time to celebrate who we are and what we have done. Gives our staff the ability to get away from the workplace and enjoy ourselves. And part of it is recognizing 4 individuals for of the year award that we select through peer nominations and also through supervision nominations. And this year we handed out 4 awards. One was for Civilian Year of Award, and that went to Patty Rumfelt. Patty Rumfelt has been with our police department off and on since 1998 and, worked a variety of different positions and worked within CBJ, left the Juneau Police Department, came back. She's currently my admin assistant up in the chief's office and works very hard at her job and makes it look easy, but I know she's just a hard worker and she's well-deserving for that. We gave out a Dispatcher of the Year award that went to a 20-year dispatcher, Tanya Kurtz, very good at her job, able to multitask, something I don't think I can do as well as I was out in the field. But as far as being a dispatcher, she makes it look easy as well. For the Leader of the Year award, went to Lieutenant Craig Campbell, who currently heads up our patrol division. He got overwhelming support from his troops and from his peers as far as being the Leader of the Year award, and well deserving. And the Officer of the Year was Kurt Stage Harvey, a 4-year officer, one of our individuals who decided to start a police career later in his life, and worked for CBJ, worked for the bus line for CBJ, and came in and worked and has done an outstanding job just being a line officer out there on a day-to-day basis.
I saw pictures of all these individuals on your Facebook page, which also seems like a good place to interact with the police department. I often see pictures of persons who are wanted and other ways to communicate with the police department. Is that becoming more and more of a good tool for you all?
Oh, absolutely. Social media is a good way for us to get messages out to the public for their assistance and also recognition on some of the good things that we're doing out in the community, and has been quite beneficial. I think we have quite the follower on our Facebook page, and it seems to be working really well.
All right. We're just about out of time here, Chief Mercer. Is there anything else that's on your radar right now?
Two more things up and coming. Gold medals coming up. I believe the dates are March 17th through the 23rd. We're going to be out there standing up a detail for that. Every year we usually assign a couple officers to go out and be eyes and ears around the area just for a fun event for everybody to feel safe. And Coffee with a Cop is something that we will continue to do. We're going to have some dates to be announced at a later date, but if people are interested in coming out doing that, that's going to be announced on our website, our Facebook as well. So we're excited to get out there and interact with the public in a positive manner in that way.
Chief Mercer, it's always nice talking to you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you for inviting me here today.
Yeah, thank you.